Phoenix Audio presents.
The hacker broke into the Central Vatican system 11 minutes before midnight. 35 seconds later, one of the computers triggered the alarm. Rapid changes on the screen tracked the progress of the automatic security protocols. The letters HK appeared in a corner, and the duty officer, a Jesuit inputting data from the latest census of the Papal State, picked up the telephone to inform his superior. "We've got a hacker," he said. Father Ignacio Aregui, also a Jesuit, came out into the hallway buttoning his cassock and walked the 50 meters to the computer room. He was thin and bony, with shoes that squeaked as he passed the frescoes in the dimly lit corridor. He glanced out of the windows at the deserted Via della Tipografia and the dark facade of the Belvedere Palace, muttering to himself. Being woken bothered him more than hackers in the system. They got in quite often, but their forays were usually harmless. Generally, they kept to the outer security perimeters, leaving only slight traces of their presence, a message or small virus. Hackers liked attention. They were mostly teenage boys surfing the net for ever harder systems to crack, microchip junkies, tech addicts, getting their kicks trying to break into Chase Manhattan Bank, the Pentagon, or the Vatican. The priest on duty was Father Cooey, a plump young Irish Jesuit with glasses. Bent over his keyboard, he frowned as he followed the hacker. He looked up, relieved, when Father Aregui came in.
"Oh, you don't know how glad I am to see you, Father."
His superior stood beside him, hands on the table, watching the blue and red icons blinking on the screen.